producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Liger, look at it. Look at over there. And another one over there. And over there, too.
What's
it all indicates it's Monday, December the 28th, Rizzi. And guess what happens on Friday? Before that, what happens on Thursday?
Happy New Year.
Everybody's going to have a hangover.
I won't have a hangover. I hope you don't have one either.
I don't think so.
Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Yes, it is Monday the 28th. And
yay.
Richard McFadden is as he is supposed to be at the controls. But you said you weren't going to be here for the rest of the week.
You will not see me, hear me.
I wouldn't see you anyway.
Know of me for the rest of the week, yes.
Why, what are you doing?
Where are you going?
You know what? Yeah. I just decided to take a week and
get stuff done.
You belong in the Michael house.
That new Michael Moore movie about what we're going to invade next. We'll get to that in a moment. Kenny Kessler is our conscience. He's on duty and at your side at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken. Or Rich or Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. I bet that many of you are talking about the weather. We've had a very interesting scenario here over the past week or two or three because it's been so much warmer in most areas of the country where it's cold. And here where Jennifer and Kenny and I are in Southern California,
cold. It's
been cold. I got off the plane on Christmas night. It was 51 degrees.
That's actually not bad. And,
well, the wind, though.
It was 71 degrees here in Washington.
Yeah, nice going, Richie. Congratulations.
So the wind is what was making it cold on Christmas.
The wind is bothering all on the West Coast. These brush fires, Jennifer, 1,200 acres have been burned. This was started not by human, well, I suppose building a power line is a human thing. The power lines blew over, right, and sparked this fire. And the wind has kept it going to the point where quite a bit of damage has been done. Certainly not the worst fire they've ever seen here in California, but it's indicative that these sorts of things are a result of what happens in the weather. So there's Mother Nature and human nature put together. And interestingly enough, nature is what pays because the burning of all of this, well, I guess there's good and bad because when the old stuff that's on the ground burns.
It's
you clean up
good
the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Yeah, it stimulates growth. Yep. So there's.
What's really weird, you have this perfect scenario. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you have perfect scenario going on because California, even though we've gotten a little bit of rain over the last month or so,
yeah,
still super dry. And you bring that really dry wind into it, and it's, even though it's cold outside, it feels like it shouldn't be brush fire season, but man, oh man, it is.
When you think about the tornadoes, Dallas area had tornado yesterday. Now, I flew through Dallas on Christmas. I didn't go down.
How was it?
Dallas?
Bumpy?
Dallas
was it bumpy? Or?
On Christmas? Yeah, it was bumpy. It was bumpy going in. Not so much bumpy going out because I'm on a bigger plane. But it was bumpy. But then you consider the time of year. Tornadoes, you never, never. There hasn't
it's
been
odd.
In my recent memory this kind of weather through the central part of the country. This usually doesn't start until late February, March, when it begins to, where you are, Richie, in Dallas, more or less the same weather, a little warmer in Dallas. But by the end of February, you see things starting to grow. You anticipate spring.
We had the cherry blossoms blooming here in Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago.
Oh, really? No winter then. Terrific.
No,
Let's celebrate.
It's like a false bloom on a certain breed of the cherry trees.
And it'll take away because they won't rebloom even if there's a frost.
They say on the cherry trees, but in general, yes. But they say on these cherry trees that it won't affect the spring blooms.
They'll come back. They'll recycle.
They say it will, yeah.
Huh, interesting.
I'm looking at my garden and I'm looking at my grass plants that I cut down in November, all
right.
Coming back, growing
so
right
now. So if it stays warm, can we just ixnay on Groundhog Day? We don't need him, right?
We can ixnay on it anyway because all it is
eat the
social
gopher.
Media, foolish
such
news.
Such a bad idea. Don't even get me started.
You know, I never thought about this. Do they do this kind of celebration, the Groundhog Day in West Virginia? Because I know there they eat the gopher.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
A gopher?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a heaven for a gopher.
I have a new gopher every year. That's why you don't know the West Virginia gopher's name.
It's interesting to know. All right, so we have motivation on top of motivation to make today and this week. You're going to do your New Year's resolutions. What are they? Have you thought them through? I actually wrote down some stuff last night, two things. I wrote a list of things that I was grateful for and thankful for, because I think that's something we all ought to be doing. And then started to think about, okay, what do we need to be thinking about? And I do it in terms of my own personal life and the business, the radio show, that kind of stuff. So anticipate what it is that you're going to try to do, really. And let's not make this, again, a news media fiasco. I don't like the term going to war, but you know what my attitude is toward the news media. And more I feel that we are being disserviced. Is that a word? Disserved, unserved, mouths, whatever. You know what I'm saying. They're sticking it to us. And so maybe there's a correlation between that and the interest that people have in this new Michael Moore movie. We all know he's an obnoxious, self-serving, pompous... But this movie, which is called, and I'm trying to remember, Who Do We Attack Next? I think it's something like that. It's just playing.
Oh, I
LA.
Love playing this game. Who do we attack next?
Who do we attack next? the idea here is to go around the world, find out what it is that we are that we have done in our country well, and with Michael Moore, as you can imagine, not much, and how we can learn from Tunisia and the areas in Denmark and Sweden, and what we can learn from Spain and Germany. And it's actually quite a movie. I'll spend some more time talking about it in a little bit, but I do think that I was looking at our motivation for the day today. It's fine to celebrate success, but it's more important to heed the lessons of failure. Bill Gates and how he's skewered, along with a lot of other people who have started big companies and where some of the work gets done, that sort of thing. It's just food for thought. Even though Star Wars raked in, another $400 million? I think it's taken in $1 billion the box office in 12 days. Mm-hmm. There's some other good movies around. The Big Short is very good.
This weekend.
What did you think of that?
It's they're so cute and so likable together. Yeah, and actually, right. I think the real story for me was the guy that played the love interest of Amy Poehler. He's on the Mindy Project. Really love him. He's goofy and likable, but not in an annoying way. Just kind of a cool. So I'm hoping to see more of him. But kind of the same old story, sort of.
Right.
I mean,
that's over and over. Yeah. The movie Concussion plays into our conversation that we'll have in a moment with Professor Stephen Mosher, who is from Ithaca College. We're going to talk about Peyton Manning and the allegations against him. But into it, the concussion discussion from the movie probably has some value as well. 14 past the hour on Monday. Good day.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
When I think of all the great deals I could get at Happy Honda Days, it's like...
I'm a beautiful princess. Summon my chariot so I can ride on the ball in style.
Then I hear it's a KBB.com best value brand. And I'm all...
A princess still appreciates a good deal when she gets one.
Joyous deals for every side of you. Hurry into the Happy Honda Days sales event now. Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2016 Odyssey. At your Honda dealer.
Based on 2015 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. See dealer for financing details.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. Tell me to keep feeling my best. I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real Emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
16 past the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. The Facebook column at Doug, well, we have a number of different ways actually of getting at Facebook. Facebook.com/Good Day. A lot of comments, Kenny, about Peyton Manning. The allegation is that he was supplied a human growth hormone by a clinic in a sports management clinic in Indianapolis, anti-aging clinic. So what are people saying about that?
John says, I love how so many people are trying to give Manning a second chance or a chance at all. 9 months ago, everybody was crucifying Tom Brady for, quote, more probable than not being generally aware of some air coming out of footballs.
So the question would be, which is the more difficult, what's the more difficult problem to deal with? All right, what else have you got?
Cole says, if these players want to ruin their health, that's on them. I'm just being entertained.
Professor Stephen Mosier, coordinator of sports studies in the Department of Sports Management and Media at Ithaca College in upstate New York. He teaches and talks about sports ethics and character development. Professor Mosher, thanks for being here. The assessment of what goes on, is this something new? Is it end Manning's career? What does this stuff do?
This stuff gives the National Football League more free publicity, so we're talking about it rather than, I don't know, the NBA or some other sporting event.
So maybe this is like the movie Concussion, which is out over the weekend. I saw that. I don't know if you did or not. If you get down to the grassroots of it, it makes the NFL look bad. But as you're suggesting, the more you talk, it's the old thing, just talk about me, never mind what you say, spell my name right, and the NFL, that's how you spell it.
That's right. I saw Concussion, was actually quite disappointed with how easy it was on the National Football League.
Well, that's because they bought into the production of it, and they affected the production of it.
Well, there's rumors that that's true. The Sony says that didn't happen, but it was an incredibly tame film. But I do like the connection you're making, because here's a doctor in Pittsburgh who actually discovers something that's actually meaningful, and the NFL tried to ruin his career.
Yeah.
And was very effective in keeping the truth from the public for at least another decade.
Yeah.
So, you know, HGH is used to rehabilitate athletes all the time. As long as it's prescribed, it's perfectly legal. If Peyton Manning did this, I don't really care one way or the other, and I think most people don't care either. But Peyton Manning has to, quote, protect his own brand. If he's been accused of cheating as they said yesterday, several people said Al Jazeera is not a legitimate network, which, of course, that's insane.
For people who don't know, let me just point out that this report, the special investigation was done by Al Jazeera and their investigative unit, and because of the name, because they have Arab or Muslim ties, they have no
taking on a very American topic.
Yeah. Right, so yeah. That becomes part of the story. But Peyton Manning makes, what, $30, $40, $50, $100 million a year as a shill for everything under the sun, pizza and insurance companies.
Yep.
His National Football League career is essentially over, but his career as a spokesperson.
Not because of his age, he's aging out.
Yeah, because he's aging out and because he can't throw the ball more than 15 yards down the field.
Yeah.
But,
you said, Professor Mosher, that Manning's denials make him look a lot like Lance Armstrong. Carry that through a little for us, will you?
If you remember, Lance Armstrong immediately and vociferously denied every allegation, and because he was, quote, the hero in the eyes of many people in the world, for that matter, with his victory over cancer and the Live Strong Foundation and all that kind of stuff, we don't want our heroes to have any kind of imperfection whatsoever. And so, Manning sounds a little like Lance Armstrong to me. At the beginning, he certainly sounds like Pete Rose, who has denied,
all the
forever.
Things against him. Yep. All right.
Yeah.
So a good focus here. Thanks for being here, Professor Stephen Mosher from Ithaca College on Peyton Manning. 21 after the hour. Good day.
Our Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as 1, 2, 3, not three times. 3 days in the living room. 3 a.m. I'm gonna feel only
three.
No more ho ho ho's. Christmas is over. New Year's is coming. We continue with our My Three Songs contest. They are just not Christmas songs. It's all you listen to these tunes. That was nice, Richie. Thank you. You figure out what these songs have in common and dial this up at 888-302-3684, and you will win the HP photo strip paper that will turn your smartphone and printer into a photo booth with the HP photo booth strips, and you become qualified. We didn't pick our winner out for last week, Rich. I don't think.
Oh, no, we'll do that tomorrow. I'm sorry, we didn't.
We'll do that. Okay, so you'll be qualified for a weekly drawing for the HP 5540 printer. It comes with a 3-month subscription to Instant Ink. That is free. It's amazing how this thing works. Very cool. So it's a great prize. Let's listen to all three of the songs. Then you figure out what they have in common. Dial us up at 888-302-3684. First one is Queen and Bicycle Race.
I say white, I say bar, I say bike, I say shark, I say him and George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
This is a top pop hit from early 1979. Song also did well on the charts in their native UK as well as a lot of other countries. It's also worth remembering that the video for this was quite good, Kenny, apparently. It featured a bicycle race with nude women around the Wimbledon Stadium course. Yes, all right. So that's why people remember Bicycle Race by Queen. First song of three. Second one is a song called Wonderful by Everclear.
Like a Star Wars poster on my bedroom door. I wish I could count to ten. Make everything be wonderful again.
The top pop song from 2000, featured on the TV show Scrubs and Cold Case, as well as the movie Pay It Forward. It's been their biggest hit in our country, anyway, so far. They've had 3 number ones in Canada. They are actually from Portland, Oregon, and the song again called Wonderful. 888-302-3684. You got it figured out yet? If not, here's the last clue. The third song in our My Three Songs contest is by Weird Al.
Sitting there on a log, I asked
him his name, and in a raspy voice he said, Yoda, Y-O-D-A, Yoda, Yoda,
everybody all together, Yoda, Yoda, I love Yoda. This is a parody of the Kinks classic Lola, written in 1980. It wasn't released till 85 because of the amount of time it took to get rights from the people who were responsible for Yoda. Yoda. So, Jennifer, you got this figured out?
I think I do, Dougie.
Good for you. Glad to hear that. Kenny's going to figure it out because he put the contest together.
I love this one, by the way. Very clever.
This song is good.
I do, but I need to go back to the first one because I didn't hear how it was connected.
Early on. You got it? Okay. 888-302-DUH.
#DUH.
Here's Mark. Mark, where are you?
Salisbury, Maryland.
Salisbury, Maryland. Nice to have you on board.
I love your steak. Mm.
Did you have a good Christmas weekend?
Oh, yeah, it was great. The weather was like 75 degrees.
I know, isn't it great?
Wow.
Yeah, it's very good. All right, so let's see if you can figure this out. These three songs have what in common?
Star Wars.
They are all about Star Wars. You
Nothing
are correct, Commando.
Star Wars.
So, Mark, you working this week or are you off? What's going on with you for New Year's?
Actually, on the way to work.
On your way to work. All right.
Boo.
Well, drive safely. We're going to qualify. You get some of the HP photo strip paper and qualify for the drawing later in the week. Thank you, sir. Hold on.
Laughing around, but I ain't never seen a guy who looks like a muffin, but he's wrinkled and green on my own.
I smoked a lot and quit a lot, but got nowhere. It's hard. Then my daughter was born. Now I have the best reason why to quit in the world. I just need the right how. I want this time to be my last time. That's why I choose Nicoderm CQ.
The Nicoderm CQ patch has unique extended-release technology that helps prevent your urge to smoke all day. Tweet #WhatsYourWhy at Nicoderm CQ for a chance to win valuable prizes. Use as directed. Behavioral support increases chances of success.
You don't have to throw in the towel on your exercise routine for the holidays. Fitness expert Laura DeAngelis says 'tis the season to be sneaky.
Sneak in the activity whenever you can. Take the stairs, walk around the block a few times at lunch, and if you have holiday plans in the evening, get moving in the morning.
Need a gift idea for the fitness buffs on your list? Why not give the gift of motivation with the perfect workout headset?
The durable LG Tone Active headset rests around the neck with retractable earbuds. It works with any Bluetooth-enabled smartphone, so whether you're on Team iPhone, or Team Android, you'll always be connected.
And don't let a cold spoil your holiday fun.
I'm a second-generation fan of Coldy's Cold Remedy products. The classic cherry lozenges are clinically proven to shorten the duration of the common cold by almost half.
And Laura's go-to for aches and pains that can come from decking the halls?
Arnicare Gel works on muscle pain, stiffness, swelling from injuries, and bruising. The non-greasy gel is made from a natural active ingredient, the mountain daisy, and it's unscented.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Monday, the 28th of December,
I'm
looking forward to it.
It's Monday.
Really? You're complaining about Monday? It's an opportunity to start a new week all fresh, full of vim, vigor, vitality, because Christmas is over. But the thoughts that go with it hopefully will stay with us and stay with us and stay with us and stay with us. The quote of the day today comes from the producers of, well, actually this is an industry analyst talking about Star Wars and the producers. Star Wars continues to be a bright, shining beacon of light because of the fact that $1 billion has come in. The Force is still strong. Man, oh, man, you look at that. That was one of the things, by the
way,
on our list of top 10 talk topics for last week, asking which is most important to you. That's what we did in the poll. That's what we always do. Excuse me. Over the weekend, there's a list of 10 items that between Kenny and the producers of our Talk Radio Countdown show and the folks at Talkers Magazine come up with this list. The number one issue for the purposes of the research last week was the presidential race. Number one issue with the listeners of this program was the discussion of Christmas. Was what the, 24% of the people responding to the poll at DougStephan.com said that was the most important thing to them last week, and I would go along with that, frankly. 16% said the battle against Daesh was most important. 13% of you said the Star Wars film and the amount of money and the attention. Jennifer's just teasing me off the air about something she almost bought for me.
I wasn't even teasing you. It was true.
A Yoda. I know. The Yoda Christmas card, which reads...
It was a mug, actually. It was
no
really
mug. Oh.
Yeah, it was a cute little mug. It was bright green, like annoying green. Mm. And on the front, it had a picture, like a cartoon drawing of Yoda. Yeah. And then on the back, it said, Merry Christmas, I wish you. Don't I told you what?
Merry Christmas. I wish you. Merry Christmas.
Well,
I wish to you.
Doug loves Yoda. And so I'm like, I'm going to get this because I have a little something for Doug. But I thought, you know what? Maybe I'll add this to the pile. I know how much he loves Yoda. And I try to be thoughtful. You know,
I got a little something for you, too.
And I bet you do. And when I looked at the front of the mug again, I was like, oh, this Yoda looks kind of scary. And Doug doesn't like scary figures. So no. I thought, do I buy it? Or is he going to look at it and go,
Yoda looks scary.
That's too scary. He just kind of looked all scrunched up.
Really,
and
creepy, crawly.
Yeah, right, and so I thought, he's going to hate it, so I didn't buy it.
Yeah. All right, so Christmas being what it is, and me being what I am, Meredith and I went shopping. We went to the Cape a weekend, I think it was early in the fall, late in the summer, and we bought some things. We were looking for three things. Actually, I don't buy anything for Roberta. I don't usually get stuff because I'm not a Christmas. I don't believe in all of the stuff, just giving and giving and giving. But I think if you see something good, so I saw something cool for Richie and I sent it to him. I have something for Jennifer and Kenny and Meredith was onto this. She said, "Okay, what are we going to get for Kenny?" We walked around we went into the three or four stores, and this probably isn't a good. This could
Ken's
be an admonition for me.
He's the easiest guy on the staff to buy for.
How do you figure that? What is it?
He's so attached to pop culture.
Yeah.
That you could buy him all kinds of
so
cool
Jennifer,
things.
Do me a favor. Get the Yoda cup, and we'll send it to Kenny.
Okay, no problem.
All right.
I'm on it.
All right. So anyway, that's what went on, Kenny.
You got me a sign that's a quote from Ben Franklin that says, "Beer is proof that God loves us."
Hmm.
I love it.
That's more important than anything else, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Speaking of Christmas poll today at DougStephan.com, how long will you keep your Christmas tree up? A, we've already taken it down. Everybody here still have theirs up?
Yes.
Come on.
Right. We have to wait for that Three Kings Day or whatever it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the end of the 12 days of Christmas.
It's a Latina wife in my family.
Right, okay.
I don't have a choice.
All right, let's see here. B, probably another day or two. C, through New Year's. D, through Epiphany, which is the 12 days of Christmas. And E, as long as possible. Not as long. The longest I ever left mine up was when I went away for the winter. I left my Christmas tree up.
Until March.
Got it down until
right.
April.
A real tree.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
In
so that's
California,
the
we call that a house fire.
Right. Waiting to happen.
So one of the stories at DougStephan.com today is this Star Wars fan spending a year building a Lego Millennium Falcon. Kenny, how realistic looking is this? And does this guy need to have an adjustment in some way, shape, or form? How do you... Well, this is a very creative idea. We have so many creative ideas. People are really very smart. So what do we have, Kenny?
Well, it's 7,500 pieces.
Woo!
It has working lights. I mean, this guy really put a lot into it. He's from Australia. I'm assuming that he has no job because he spent
no
a
life.
Year doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how much he spent on it. They have Lego Millennium Falcons for sale that are not nearly as intricate or as large as this one is, and they sell for thousands of dollars.
Really? So he could be really onto something here.
Goodness. Yeah. There's an official Lego Star Wars Millennium Falcon. It's the Ultimate Collector's Series Falcon, which has more than 5,000 pieces and is available on Amazon right now for $6,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like them apples.
Who's going to pay $6,000 for Legos?
But who's got the time
I might have
to put this together?
$10 at a time.
Who's got the time?
For the wherewithal, I mean, come on, that's got
to
be so annoying.
How much does space take up, Kenny?
His is nearly 3 feet long.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what was his name again?
No kidding.
And that's one of the trending stories, by the way. While we're at the website, DougStephan.com, trending stories, Star Wars, again, I think I've said this already about three times. I know people who have seen this thing three, four times. I forgot to ask Brendan how many times he's seen it. He's my movie critic, tells me what to see and what not to see, or what I'll like and what I won't like.
Did he think he would like Star Wars?
Well, Megan and I were talking about this yesterday. They went to see Star Wars yesterday afternoon for the first time. They had an afternoon off, and it was Megan's birthday. So Brendan babysat. I was going to go help him, but then Megan said, "No, Brendan will be fine by himself." So I went to see something at the same theater, that Big Short movie. Brendan, I have not asked him actually about Star Wars. He went to see the first one. Megan reminded me yesterday. She went to see, I think, the second or third one with Brendan 9 times because neither Tony or I had the time to go and he wanted to see it, so they kept going to see. Brendan was a really involved, shall we say, party when he was young in the Star Wars thing. And I don't know, in all the conversation we had yesterday and over the weekend, I never asked him what he thought about Star Wars. I think I did on the phone. I said, I think he said to me that he thought it was well done. We sort of kidded about Greg Grunberg, who I actually should, I'm going to send him an email and see if he wants to come on and talk about being on the Star Wars thing. We had a piece of audio, Kenny, on the countdown from Grunberg where he talked about being friends with J.J. Abrams. And Richie, as a matter of fact, if you want to, if you can go back and find that, it's kind of a cool piece.
Yeah, J.J. Abrams and Greg Grunberg and from Heroes and Felicity and whatnot.
Right.
They're really good friends. So he puts Grunberg in every one of his movies. The fact that he was in Star Wars is like
he was a pilot, wasn't he? Or the head of the pilots?
Yeah, he was one of the pilots. And,
He is probably, I bet that's his most popular character. He was a pilot in Lost, too. Do you remember that?
Yeah, he gets killed off in the first episode.
Which is a J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, that was a J.J.
Yeah, and he told us that story here where he got, he's like, J.J. puts me in all these movies where he kills me off.
Yeah. So anyway, the people that are in it and the involvement in it, I didn't think
it's
it was
funny,
any,
you know what,
that better movie than any of the Star Wars, but the phenomenon of people wanting to get away from whatever else is going on in the world, and this is a real ticket to ride, if you will. Yeah, would you say?
I saw a tweet from Grunberg the other day.
Yeah.
Where a guy watched Felicity and Lost, not realizing that Grunberg was going to be in Star Wars, all in the same day.
Really?
And the guy tweeted to Grunberg. He was like, I just happened to see an episode of Felicity, then I happened to see an episode of Lost, and then I went to see Star Wars, and you were in that. And then Grunberg was like, that's awesome. You're my favorite fan of the day.
Now, I have not watched Heroes, but on the plane coming out here, there was an episode of Heroes.
I'm sorry. He was watching Heroes.
Yeah. I don't get Heroes, and I didn't see the only reason I watched it because I wanted to see if Grunberg was
They're all dead.
Grunberg's dead?
No, Heroes. They're all dead.
What?
They
not
are?
Heroes. I mean, I'm mixing Heroes and Lost.
No, Lost.
I'm like, what? How are they all dead?
Hold on a minute.
I don't understand.
Heroes is a story about, I liked the original series a lot. I tried watching the miniseries. I still have it on my DVR. I haven't watched all
the
way
new one I can't get into.
How does the new one compare to the old one?
It's kind of like...
not as good.
No.
It's kind of like where they're kind of mutant humans with special superpowers.
Right, and there's a class of them, and they try to keep themselves a secret because they think that the real regular humans are not going to be able to appreciate them. And so the first series of Heroes is how they try to keep it a secret, and then these people with the mutant superpowers realize that they have these superpowers and that there's a whole class of people
it's
that have
like
them.
It's kind of like X-Men a
little
bit.
Yeah, kind of.
And so... Grunberg's not in this.
Grunberg used to be. He is actually in the new one, but he's.
See him in the thing I watched.
His character.
The guy with
the
glasses.
In the episode I saw.
The guy with the glasses.
Right.
Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Jack. Yeah. Was he the leader of the heroes?
He was the one that was trying to protect them, sort of, before. Whether or not he was a good guy or a bad guy, it was sort of gray. Very complicated.
Very
but his daughter, was what the series was all based around. Hayden Panettiere played the cheerleader, the daughter.
Wow.
And so he kind of got involved with
She'd
this because he knew...
by what looked like the bad guys in this
He
episode.
Knew his daughter had been... he had these special powers, and so he joined this group to try to protect the people with the special powers. But then they were saying, oh, are you, protecting us? Are you repressing us? I mean, it was, interesting series.
Mm, yeah.
But Matt Grunberg's character, Matt Parkman was his name, he had the power of reading people's minds. That was his in the original series.
All right. So now Jennifer's told us that story. She's going to tell us the rest of the story from the world of television in a moment. Right now, though, let me help you think about your gifts from this past weekend. How many of you got Genucel? Raise your hand if you got Genucel.
I didn't get any.
Oh, come on.
It was on my list.
This was a wonderful way for you to approach it. Not only you, but others in your family, people you care about. You get them to look younger and feel good about themselves. All right, so here's the thing. You can order Genucel right now and take advantage of an outrageous discount, and then watch Genucel take years, even decades, off your face. the unsightly bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. Genucel is a serum. Doesn't feel like water, doesn't feel like oil. Works for men and women, and it works really fast. In fact, with the Genucel immediate effects, you'll see results overnight. And the compliments when people see you for the New Year's party, people say, wow, look at that face of yours. You look terrific. Lots of people in my life use this every day, and you will too. You'll love it. 800-543-9262 for Genucel. It works or your money back. Gets rid of the puffiness by addressing what the real problem is. And that's the bags are caused by water collecting under your eyes. Moisture, not that you can see, but it's under the skin. And that's what Genucel does. It absorbs that and smooths everything out. And then when you call 800-543-9262 to get this product, the folks at Chamonix will give you their new amazing Platinum Dark Circle treatment as an add-on. So you're buying Genucel, you're getting two products for the price of one when you call 800-543-9262. So you get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the dark circles, the lines, all with one call, 800-543-9262. Do not wait. There's a crazy sale. Put these two things together for the price of one, and you'll get priority shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Calling for Genucel at 800-543-9262.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 plenty points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. With at least $10 from the two offers per card per week, Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Another saving secret from Arm & Hammer. Most people aren't crazy about doing the laundry, but everyone loves saving money.
Yeah!
Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Pack makes doing the wash easier with convenient single-dose packs and gives you a savings of up to 50% versus the leading pod.
Ooh.
And what's even better? Arm & Hammer Power Packs are the only ones with the 2-in-1 cleaning power of baking soda plus OxiClean Stain Fighters. Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Packs. It has what everyone likes. Big clean, small price.
There was 57 channels in
Tech, the TV news. Jennifer Horn is in charge of that, and I will not interrupt. I am not going to give you any stories.
Right.
I'm
really?
Keeping my mouth shut.
Because you don't have any.
Well, Carson Daly lives across the street from me, and there was a big party there over the weekend because he got married. But he's got kids with this woman.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was reading through the TV news today, and that was one of the top stories, is that he got married. And I thought, wait a second. I thought he already was. Well, he was with his girlfriend, significant other, partner for 10 years. Yeah. And they just pulled the trigger on the marriage. So expect that one to be over in a couple of years.
You're right. Spoil a good relationship with a marriage.
Under over 2 years. I'm going to take the under. Anybody else?
Uh-huh.
All right. TV Tonight. This week, really pathetic when it comes to TV viewing, because...
Why are we doing this then?
You should be out with your family and your friends, really. But if you're not, and if you are at home, nothing screams more pathetic than watching Charlie Brown while you're all by yourself on your couch, which is what I'll be doing tonight. Happy New Year, Charlie Brown airs tonight on ABC starting at 8 p.m., followed by my personal favorite, Rudolph's Shiny New Year. That's right. Back-to-back episodes.
Rudolph the Shiny New Year had a very big nose.
Okay, so if you don't want to watch that, if you want to see something just a little more legit, you can watch Supergirl on CBS. And then my new favorite show, this is really cool. I want to tell you guys about this. On NBC, there are two new sitcoms that they just launched last week. One is called Telenovela, and it's from Eva Longoria. The other is Superstore. easy for me to say. Mm-hmm. If you missed the preview of NBC's comedy last week, you can check it out again tonight. Superstar has America Ferrara in it. Big, huge name in the cast. Other people you've seen in other sitcoms on NBC as well. And it all takes place in kind of like a big box Walmart type store. Very cute, but telenovela is hysterical. Richie, you and your wife need to watch this one.
She watches all the novellas.
You know what else you probably want to watch? Jerry Seinfeld, video of the day at DougStephan.com is him on the Christmas spirit. So you want to check that out. Another TV star in the focus at DougStephan.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Time now to visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And you know, on the Good Day Show, our little fearless leader, Doug Stephan, ventured and took the long trip to go see Dr. Ken Kronhaus to allow Dr. Ken to go poking around in the mothership.
Otherwise known as Doug's body.
Temple. The Temple of Doug. Okay, sorry, I just wanted to call you the mothership. You can have it.
The Temple of Doom.
Depends on which end of the temple you're on.
So what'd you find, Dr. Ken? Anything good in there?
Just a lovely sight to see.
Clean and pink, right? Everywhere.
That's it. Okay. All right, so I've had my checkup. I'm fine and dandy. Nurse checked up. She's fine and dandy. Meanwhile, Americans are drinking themselves to death at record rates. Not exactly Merry Christmas stuff, but the reality is, as we get into New Year's, this is a season when a lot of people are drinking, so maybe you might want to temper your drinking a bit, Ken, huh?
Exactly. CDC reports this week that Americans are drinking themselves to death in record numbers. More than 30,700 people died from alcohol poisoning and cirrhosis of the liver, Doug, last year. And when you factor in deaths from alcohol-related driving under the influence, the total number of alcohol-related deaths, it rises to more than 88,000.
Woo! Wow. Okay, a couple of breast cancer items that are not to be dismissed. One of them has to do with this link that was found between your gums and what's going on in the rest of your body.
Exactly. This is out of the medical journal Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers and Prevention this week. Postmenopausal women with gum disease, Doug, they're more likely to develop breast cancer and face increased risk if they have a history of smoking. Previous research has linked periodontal disease to heart disease, stroke, and diabetes, as well as oral, esophageal, head, neck, pancreatic, and lung cancers. Smoking history, even for women who quit 20 years before the study, was shown to significantly increase the risk for breast cancer in women with gum disease.
All right. So now there's a move afoot because breast cancer is happening younger and younger all the time. What happens with somebody who has breast cancer to if a woman has either been pregnant once, wants to get pregnant again, what happens to their fertility?
This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. The chemotherapy, it can affect a young breast cancer patient's fertility, sending her into premature menopause. So in many cases, doctors provide patients with hormonal therapy during chemo to prevent this side effect. The most reliable way in 2015 to preserve a patient's fertility is through egg harvesting prior to chemotherapy and in vitro fertilization. But those who cannot afford this procedure can choose to receive hormonal therapy.
Wow, that's pretty astounding, isn't it? It's gotten to that point. That's amazing news. Speaking of amazing news, Dr. Ken wants to spend a minute talking to you about how you can beat the odds if you're spelling beat, B-E-E-T. This is a powerful, powerful, not a medicine, and maybe not even a supplement. This is an all-natural product called Super Beats that Ken's got wrapped up and put a bow around for you to understand how great it is for you to be on this program.
As we make our New Year's resolutions to have good health, you can't have head-to-toe outstanding health without having adequate nitric oxide production in your body. This is the third gas, oxygen, carbon dioxide, nitric oxide, that everybody needs to know about. It's going to rewrite the textbooks. The Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded for the discovery of nitric oxide in 1998. It's a signaling molecule that's used from head-to-toe. It's important for the circulation. It's important for the immune system. Everywhere you look in the body, nitric oxide is necessary. The body needs to continuously make nitric oxide. You need the building blocks of nitric oxide, dietary nitrates to continuously make it. There's products to keep that level up from the company that Doug's going to tell you about. There's also a product if you want a boost of nitric oxide with your workout to help you get the oxygen throughout the body.
Well, Neo 40 is the product. Gets it started immediately. A little capsule, crystallized Super Beats. Put it in your tongue, and it distributes itself quickly around your body. Gives you a charge of energy. But this product, along with the Super Beats, opens up your arteries so that the blood gets to your muscles, your brain, all around your body. You can get it by dialing 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing, drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more fun!
Winter can just sound fun again.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.